Hello to all my chaverim and Yeshiva Torah's motion around the world. Continuing on, Asher Yoram and Mishnayos. We are doing now Masechet Shabbos, Perek Yud Zayin. We're starting with Mishnah Aleph, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. And the Mishnah begins, Kol HaKelim, all Kelim, Rashi and the Rav explain, all Kelim that have doors to it. And Rashi adds, like a Shida, Teva, Amigdala, like a chest, a small armoire, something like that. Any type of kli that has doors to it. And the Taisis Yantif says, the reason why he mentioned this is because these chests and armoires and things like that are a kelim that are malachim lahetra. These are kelim that you can use on Shabbos. But other kelim, there are arguments about them, as with the Ran. He brings it from the shame of the Ran. So he's sticking with simple, easy kelim that you can always use on Shabbos, and they have doors. So the Mishnah says, Nitolim b'Shabbos v'dal seim imam. You can carry those kelim and carry the doors with them. As Rashi says, if the doors aren't got detached or whatever, you can carry the doors with them. Doors at the side, you can carry the doors with those kelim. And Rav says, even though they got separated from the kelim before Shabbos, they can be carried together on Shabbos with the kelim. The Feres Rav says, it means that together with the kli, you're carrying them. We're not afraid that you're going to go and try to put them back together again, and then you're fixing a kli. That we're not afraid of. And certainly, you'll be able to carry the doors without the kli itself. The Shalom Ladavid says, that carried imahem. What's the imahem? It says nitalam b'shabbos v'dalseim imahem, to teach you that they're ready to be reconnected from fresh, and they have a din of a kli. It's something that's going to be useful, and it's not considered something that's muksa. So he says he has a girsa of kol hakelim nitalam b'shabbos, and because there's a type of kelim that are not, you can't carry them on Shabbos, like it's have the Mishnah Dal. So his gear says, Kol HaKelim HaNitalim B'Shabbos. Not all Kelim are Nitalim, but only those Kelim which can be carried on Shabbos. Okay, so the Mishnah continues, Alpha Pishon is Parka B'Shabbos, even though they got separated on Shabbos, and Rashi says, even though the doors fell off, they got separated from the Kli on Shabbos, and the Tiferes Yisrael says, even though it was separated on the Chol, it can be carried on Shabbos. And Taisa stuff, Kuf Chav Beis and Beis, the Rebbe Masala Adi Rabba, says it's still considered a Kli because it's still available to be used by in the original usage, and it could be put back together with the Kli. And it's not like a Shivrei Kelim, not like something broken and it'll not be repairable. Those are Muksa type of things. But these doors will eventually be able to be put back, so they still have a din of a Kli. So Misha says, Sha'in and Domim Ladals is a bias. These doors of these chests and bureaus and armoires are not similar to a door of a house. The Mishnah says, "Afishayinim and amuchan," because those doors are not usable on their own. As Rashi says, that even if the doors of the house have been separated on Shabbos, you can't carry them because the doors of a house are not min hamuchan. He says, "What does that mean?" It means something was not made to be carried. You normally carry a chest, a bureau, something like that. You don't carry a door of a house around. So that's you can't carry the door if it got separated. Rashi adds, it's not a kli, but the other ones are considered kelim since they're coming from another type of a kli, they're part of a kli, which was transportable to start with. The Rambam in Perachav Hey Halacha Vav says that intrinsically they're muksa, these doors of a house, and even after they got separated from the house, and you could use them as a kli, but then they weren't mukhan to be used as a kli before Shabbos. So they're not ready to be used, and they can't be used. The Bir Alach and Simon Shin Ches, Sifkat Yud says, they weren't mukhan to be used as a kli because they're ready to be attached to a building, and they're not standing, they're not ready, available to be used as a kli. So even now that it got separated, we look at them as if it's part of the building and not like a kli. So even though maybe you could say I could have use of this door for something else, but since they're ready to be put back together, we look at it as part of the binyan already. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shem Ches Sivkat Lamed Hei says that the doors of kelim that got separated don't have to have any specific usage like the kelim in the condition that they are. It's just that the thought that they will be attached, that's enough to define them as kelim. And some argue and say, no, these doors of chest or whatever would only be considered a kli if it has some kind of its own usage the way it is. Moving on to Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Beis, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Chaf Beis on the Beis. Notel Adam Kornis. A person could take a kornis, as a hammer, as the Rabbi explains, a patish. And the Rambam in Perek Chaf Hei Halacha Tes says, even a hammer of people who forge gold, okay, even though they may become damaged, okay, they're easy to fix them. You just bang it on the anvil, but the hammer of people who make spices, that you can't use because we're afraid it'll get dirty and it'll ruin the quality of the spices. And therefore, it is muksa machmas chisaron kis. If you have a hammer that you're afraid to use because it'll get ruined, that's muksa machmas chisaron kis. As the Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Ches of Katan Bey says, if it doesn't bother him, he says, that you'll get dirty, then you could use it. So we're talking about things that you can't use, that you're afraid to use, and you wouldn't use. Those become muksa. But you can take a regular hammer, as the Mishnah says, lefatzeya bo'asei gozim, to break open nuts, v'kurdim lachtabos vela. You can take a hatchet to cut open a dvela, the a ring of pressed dates, and Rashi and Rabbi say that after it's made into a big ring, a circle, it's very thick, and you need kind of a hatchet to cut it apart. Tver Israel says, we're talking about figs, not dates, excuse me. Tver Israel says, it's figs that are stomped together into a circle. Okay, so you can take the hammer, you can take the hatchet, and you can also take the megira. What is that? Rashi Rav says it's like a long knife, and it's serrated, has a lot of edges to it. What are you going to use this long knife, serrated knife for? Ligra ba esagvina, to cut up and separate cheese, as Rashi Rav explained, because this kind of a knife is easy, cuts very well something that's thick. The Rav adds on, since it has the serrated edges around it, it cuts quicker. And also, the Mishnah says, magrifa, a rake. You can take a rake, ligrifbas hagrogris, to pull out this is your pressed dates from your chavis, as Rashi and the Rav explained. Well, again, here I seem to have that wrong, because the Tveres Yisrael defines them as te'anim, yveshim, figs that are dry, that were stuck in the chavis, so that you can take the rake to pull out the pressed, dried dates that were in the barrel. And also, as harachas, you can take the winnowing shovel. Rav explains, this is like a board that has a handle and has two sides to it, and you use that to winnow the wheat. So you can take that too, v'es hamazlik. What's the mazlik? The word normally means fork, but here Rashi Rav says that it's a kli that has three teeth, like a pickaxe type of thing. It has three teeth, and you use it to turn over the straw when it's piled up. So what are you using this winnowing shovel and this pickaxe for? Lazus alav l'katan. To put, as Rashi says, to put food on it that you want to pass across to a katan. Tiferes Yisrael says to stretch out from your hand the food that's going to the katan who's on the other side of, like, say, a canal. And he's just telling you the normal orchid milsanaka. This is a normal way of usage, that a gadol, if he's a larger person, if he's an adult, he'll just go across himself and get the food. But here we have a katan who can't go across, so you can stretch it out to him using these normal farm implements. Okay, and the Meiri says, it may be talking about someone who hasn't washed his hands, or his hands are tamei. Okay, like someone who touched ochel tamei, like it mentions in the Gemara in Daf Yudalev and Aleph. Okay, so therefore, you don't want to touch the food that you're passing, so you're using these implements to pass it. Because someone whose whole body is tamei can't touch truma even with a kli. And here he wants to feed a katan with one of these kalim, so maybe just his hands are tamei, and that's why he's doing this. And some other implements you're allowed to use on Shabbos is a kush. Rashi and Rav say it's a plach, which is like a needle, sewing needle, as Rav adds on. Women use it to sew with. You can use this needle. Ves ha-karkar. And what is that? Karkar, Rav explains, it's a wooden thing that people for sewing use. And it's like the needle of people who are making nettings or baskets. Okay, Tiferes Yisrael says it's like a hand needle that a person uses to straighten out the lines of the thread where they're weaving it with the machine. They have to be straightened so that the weft and the woof could meet together and can't get bundled together, so they try to use this needle-shaped implement to separate it to make it nice and smooth. So what are you using this kush and the karka from, these needle-type implements? Litchav bo, to stick into. Rashi Rav says you want to stick it into strawberries or any soft fruit. The Tiferes Yisrael says you don't want to get your hands dirty, so you're using these. Fine. Machat shel yad, a regular needle, as Rashi and the Rav say, a small needle that you use to sew your clothing. What would you use that for on Shabbos? Litabosakos, to take out a splinter. And Rav says that went into your body. You're allowed to take that on Shabbos, just like you're allowed to pop a pimple to get out the moisture from your body as well, as long as you don't have kavana to make a hole that you're going to. This is lasas peh. You just want to get stuff out. You don't want to get anything in there. Taisis, Rabbi Kiyaya says, even though that this is a good enough reason, only according to Rabbi Shimon, who we paskin like the Davish Animus Kabin is Mutter, still our Mishnah goes according to everybody. Because the Shas understands it's no machlokas with this Mishnah. Taisis says this in Dav Kufzai and Madal after Ring Masko Umamai. And the reason why Rabbi Yehuda would say it's mutter, because he holds that makalka b'chabura is mutter. If you make a chabura in a destructive way, that would be a putter. The Gemara in Sanhedrin of Pei Dalim and Beis says that that's where he holds that shita. And this what we say normally in the Gemara that Rabbi Yehuda holds makalka b'chabura is putter. He learns it from our Mishnah here. And since he holds the Malach Shein Tzvich Lagufa is Chayev, still his reason is mutter to take out the splinter, because he is Makal B'chabura and it's Pater. That's what Taisa says in Sanhedrin there, the Fragamaskol Me'in. And this is also because it makes sense to the Gemara that there's nobody arguing in this Machlokas by the hand needle. And he then brings lots of questions on the brings lots of questions on the Shita of Taisa in Sanhedrin about why it would he learn from here Makalk B'chabur is Pater. But if you want to look into it deeper, be my guest. I don't have time right here. Okay, Vishal Sakaim, the needle of Sakaim, of people that make baskets, Rashi will explain. This is what they use to weave baskets, this needle. What is he going to use that for on Shabbos? Liftach bo es hadalos, to open a door. Rashi Rav explains, someone lost his key, and he needs to poke something in the hole to open the lock. The Tiferes Yisrael says, and he's telling you that all these different things that we mentioned here in this Mishnah, the needles and the hatchet and the winnowing tools, all these different things are normally used for malacha that's asr on Shabbos. Still, you're allowed to use them litzorach gufun for a malacha of heter. You're allowed to take something like scissors, let's say. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, but you can take scissors and cut a bag open that has food in it. Okay, even though normally cutting with scissors would be asr, but that's a mutter type of activity. Malacha's heter. And also, if you have the need for the place where the kli is there, you're allowed to move it. Let's say it's sitting, one of these kelim is sitting on your table and you want to eat, you can move it. Even though normally we say it's muksa, but you're allowed to move it. It's kli shalakta l'isser, something that's normally used for malach of isser, but just for moving it, you're allowed to do it. But if the whole point of moving it is you want to protect it itself, like it's in the sun, you want to put it in the shade so it won't get a little damaged, or you're afraid where it's sitting outside, someone might steal it, okay? Or that it'll get broken where it's sitting, then you can't move it, and that's mentioned in Siman Shin Ches, Sif Gimel. And the third Mishnah we'll do today is Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel Beis. Kana Shel Zeisim, if you have a reed of olives, as Rashi will explain, that you use this reed to check the olives that are in the press to see if the oil has gathered enough and it's time to move the whole or the oil to the olive press. The matan is the kli, actually, that's holding these zeisim before they go to the actual pressings. They have to reach a certain stage, and you see if enough oil has oozed out of them to bring them to the actual olive press. Rashi adds that you use this reed to flip over the olives to check if they have seasoned as much as they should be. They've moved on to the next stage. And Tzrezrael says you check through the moisture that shows up on this reed as you pull it out to see if there's enough moisture in there, in this matan, in this box holding them, to then move it to the Beis Chabad. The Rambam says a different thing. You use a stick to bang the olives. It's another use of the stick according to the Rambam. And you also flip the zeisim when they're in the press itself. So, if you have this stick of the zeisim, the mission says, "Im yesh kesher barosh," if there's like a knot on the top of the of this reed, makabel tuma, it is makabel tuma, as Rashi Rav explained, just like a normal knot that's on the top of a reed used, as Rashi explains, used for writing. That's makabel tuma because it's a kli. And Rashi says, since it's very thick on the head a little bit, and the Rav says, with this kesher, with this knot, another purpose of this knot is that some of the oil will be left over in this, that comes out of the olives, will be left over in this knotty area, and to be able to check there if it's good enough time then to put them away. And so it's considered like a base kibbol. This knotty area is something holding some oil. So Yisrael says it's a kli that it has a base kibbol, even if it's just a little bit, only a few drops of oil can be held in this knotty area, it's still makabel tuma. The Mishnah says, v'imlav in makabel tuma. If it doesn't have a knot at the top of the reed, it's not makabel tuma. Rashi says it's not considered like a kli. And the Rav says, if it doesn't have this knot at the top, even though it's hollow, we don't say that the hollow makes it considered something that's makabel anything. Okay, and it's just like a pshute kli, it's just like a flat piece of wood, it's not makabel tuma. The Meiri says, if it doesn't have a knot, any oil that gets stuck around it will fall out right away, so it's not a kli kibbol. So, you have this hana of zeisim, this reed, if it has a kesher, it could be makabel tuma, otherwise it's not makabel tuma. The Mishnah says, bein kach u bein kach, nitolim b'shabbos. In any event, you either if it has the kesher or not, it can be moved on Shabbos. And the Rav says, because it's a kli, and it's used to turn over the zeisim. Verse Yisrael says, you can move it l'tzorach gufo, or it's makomo, if you need a place where it's sitting, or you need it for something of heter, you're allowed to move it. That even though, as far as making it a kli, normally Shabbos and Tumah are the same, as it says in Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. And therefore, if it's not Makabel Tumah, why are you allowed to move it on Shabbos? Why is it considered a kli as far as moving on Shabbos? He says there we're talking about only to be mavatl something that we had a Torah's kli, something that was a kli, and now you want to know, did it lose its status of a kli? Like a needle that you used, that the pin part of it, the sharp part of it, broke. Okay? It's not a kli anymore to mekabel tumah. And therefore, it's not a kli to be mavatl on Shabbos. If it's not a kli at that point because it broke, and you can't use it, so it's not makabel tumah for not makabel tumah, then you can't move it on Shabbos. But here we're talking about not that it lost its status as a kli, but whether it is a kli to start with as far as Shabbos as opposed to tumah. The Bava says, look in Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Yud Tes, and he says you could ask from the Mishnah Hey. There we say you're allowed to move Shivrei Kalim. You're allowed to move pieces, broken pieces of a kli, even though, as far as tumah goes, it's not considered a kli anymore once it broke. Okay, so maybe you can say, like it says in Tosis and Shabbos, Daf Mem Testament Beis, and Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Aleph, the Shivrei Kalim, broken pieces of a kli, it still works for tumah if you specifically decided to use them for whatever work you can get out of it. But by a machat, if you have a broken needle, it doesn't make a difference if you designate it, unless you did some kind of a change to it and you fixed it a little bit. This comes from Chiddush Aran that says, the Chiddush Aran says that since the reed is very strong and it's used to flip over the olives and you designate it for it, that makes it a kli as far as Hilchos Shabbos, and it's muksa. Okay, that's the end of our share today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or call me at 052-244-9331. Have a good day.